This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All we do is go to Stanley Cups.
You know, forget about, obviously on the ice, what he does on the ice. But you listen to the guy talk like that, the passion that he's got. You know, and it permeates now the country because so you look at the NHL, these guys struck gold with this idea, right? I mean, you look at
knowing that there's a good chance United States and Canada could play in the finals.
You look at the Pro Bowl, look at the NBA All Star Game.
Terrible.
This is taking the place of the NHL All Star Game, in essence. This series here.
Hopefully, they never go back to the other All-Star.
And that's it. But so I think inadvertently, I don't know they expected it to be what it is. But boy, you talk about. Like you said, there's going to be millions and millions of. And, when was the last time you saw a hockey game that wasn't a Stanley Cup final? Which is that basically was an all-star break. Command this much attention. You should watch Finland and Sweden play.
Yeah.
In these things, and so
they're playing for their country.
Yeah,
same
no,
deal.
No, it's
playing
right,
hard.
Yeah.
Got to keep
up. And look,
up.
You got and then you with the NHL. You look at the NHL. All those teams are filled with NHL players. So every team. Every fan of their team can watch those games and see at least one of their guys,
So a lot of these guys are teammates as soon as they go back, right?
Yeah.
You're looking.
Well, what about Brady Tkachuk and Sam Bennett,
How good's that?
He's got Bennett,
It's Matthew's brother.
Matthew's brother's teammate, and Tkachuk's over there going, yeah, go ahead,
And how about Brandon Hagel plays for Tampa Bay where there's been bad blood? Yeah. I don't know if you remember when Matthew Tkachuk got here and they asked him, first thing out of his mouth was, we're going to take care of the Tampa Bay things over.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, and Tampa Bay was winning Stanley Cups and destroying us in the playoffs, and I was like, wow.
But you got tonight's it's must-see TV, right?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's by itself.
They're going to get 10 million people to watch this game, I think, in America.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
There's not a whole lot else on.
No.
Someone just said Tkachuk is the face of South Florida sports right now in the text.
Right.
Is he the biggest, star that wins in our town?
So can I just say this?
Please do. I know you're going to say you're going to throw Tua back at me.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying the popularity of the sport is still not where
absolutely
some of the other sports are. That's all.
Yeah, but locally, going to two Stanley Cups, winning a Stanley Cup, and then this enhances him too.
He's not the best. The funny part is he's not the best player on his own team.
Yeah, but
Markov's the best player on the team.
Yeah, I get
far.
It, but he's the, he's the tough guy. He's got the family.
No,
he's got the family
thing.
Bloodline. He got the old man up there.
He talks, and he represents that team. Barkov wants to just play and dominate quietly and not say anything and go home and hang out with his family.
But look how many – like if you're a Panther fan, look how many Panthers are playing in that series. You go every team you look at, there's at least one on every team. I think some have two or three.
Three really good guys. I think yesterday, did I hear seven or eight guys played in this tournament from the Panthers?
Yeah.
So you're right. That's a great question. Is he Messi, by the way. You got to put Messi in there.
No.
Messi in there?
No, I don't because it's a that it's like
greatest player ever play a sport?
It's the greatest player to ever play a sport, but he's playing in a minor league league.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
That's
right.
The NHL is the best league.
So let me ask this. So when was the last time we saw Messi play? He's played. Is this the regular season?
No,
they're still in the.
Go ahead. It's one of those tournaments that drives you nuts.
Yeah, it's one of those makeup tournaments.
No, it's not.
This is a big one.
Yeah,
what a big one. What do you mean? You know what's a big one? The World Cup's a big one.
This is
a
cup.
A big one?
There's a cup at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
It's a smaller cup.
You know what?
Small cup.
Baseball, now you got them going again.
You know, baseball players put on their jock strap, and a lot of them have a cup in that, too. You know? Different kind of cups you got around here.
So now you got me thinking. Anybody on the football team right now?
Not right now. Yeah, I mean, you could have thrown, you know, maybe 3 months ago, you could have thrown Tyreek up there, but I think his little tarnish on his medal.
It probably is Matthew Tkachuk to that point.
Yeah, I think so.
Nothing in baseball.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Yeah.
They've done so much damn winning. And we were talking last night, how many females have really taken to hockey?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I've noticed the difference. Somebody said to me last night, it's funny you said it. I go, yeah, I've had lots of people. Like, I love going to the games, and I'm learning, and they got a favorite guy now on the team. A lot of them's Tkachuk. So he might be. They're doing a lot more winning than everybody else in this town
the last two years.
And by the way, in first place when they come back. And
So these guys, so over the last two, and you could say Kansas City and some of these other things. Over these last 3 years for the Panthers, they had very little breaks. You know, they go to the Stanley Cup, they go all through the Stanley Cup, get a little bit of break, come back, go through the Stanley Cup Finals again, win, come right back again. And even these guys now that should be on the All-Star break, they're playing in these tournaments. These guys have been playing a lot of hockey.
I agree.
Over the last three, and the question comes: when does that wick kind of taper off? You know,
their biggest thing. I think they know this because they were banged up by the time they got to Vegas and that first Stanley Cup. Everybody had a surgery. I swear the whole team had friggin' surgeries. Baptist Health was busy. Our doctors were all busy after that. But last year they were healthy, and look how good they were.
Yeah.
I mean, so got to keep those guys healthy. I'm dying to see what Matthew Tkachuk and his brother both banged up with something. That's the other thing. Don't really ever say what their injuries are. Lower body upper body.
Is there any question that those two are going to play tonight?
No, after all the things they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they didn't play tonight, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
And listen, they are something else. Anyway, we're trying to track Eddie down. I know he's building a home right now, so he's been busy. Nick Friedel's going to join us coming up. We're going to talk to him, Odyssey NBA Insider. We'll talk about everything. Kim Bocamp, you hear that voice? Is with us here in studio. Been nice enough to come in. I went to a high school baseball game last night.
Oh, did you? Where'd you go?
I went to watch Archbishop McCarthy and American Heritage Plantation.
Archbishop always had a good. They used to have. They hit a little bump in the road.
There. Our old.
They hit a little Alex Rodriguez, or not Alex Rodriguez. Who was the pitcher?
What was that? Fernandez, Alex
yeah,
Fernandez.
Yeah, Alex Fernandez. Hit the Alex Fernandez bump.
Alex Fernandez
road.
Not only was building stadiums, he was bringing players from everywhere. And now you can do it, by the way. Alex, now, if you just did it today, you'd be
he
great.
He was ahead of his time.
He just missed it. Now you can go hell anywhere you want in
but,
South
but
Florida.
But you know what's funny is you know, I hate to say this because he'll probably call you. You know, my camera guy, Lewis, you know, he's a big baseball guy. And
he
even,
listens 4 hours every
and
day.
And even going back to
– He just said Lewis.
Even going back to when he, you know, when he was playing in high school down – baseball has been, really been important, much more important down here than I think where we grew up playing high school baseball.
Yes.
Right?
Baseball was big, though,
big,
when we were growing
no,
up.
No doubt. But I mean –
summer was baseball.
But here –
but they play
but
a lot
it's
of
– year-round,
yes.
And it's –
and they got some good programs
yeah.
we don't talk about, yep. American Heritage and
– Billy and all the – Durrell. I mean, Westminster.
Yes, and Douglas got, like,
yep.
best program in the country.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, we
– Hey, send Bo back here if you can during the break. A bunch of people are texting in. I there's fan base here. They're all, we hate MLS and this and whatever.
Oh, that's my group?
Yeah,
those
are your fans.
That's my
peeps. They're playing in the whatever cup right now. And yeah. You know.
What is that thing called? Do you know? You want to figure it out what it
you
is?
Know?
See, look, you're touting it. You don't even know
Boy.
What it is.
The CACAF Club.
No. The what?
The CACAF.
CACAF. Is it CONCACAF or CACAF?
CACAF.
See, look at you guys are the ones that are touting it, and I know what it's called. It's called CONCACAF.
I think you've been paying attention. That's why you
just
came in.
No, I do pay attention, but it's not. You know.
I heard that Bo has a Supporters Shield shirt that he wears.
Yeah, okay.
Around town to celebrate the win.
By the way, I don't think so. But hey, we got to go to break.
There's a lot of A's, and I think CONCACAF.
That's what I said.
The Championship Cup. Champions Cup.
Hey, don't tell me to break at a certain time, jerky,
sorry.
And keep yapping.
It's the cup,
Riddell. Nick Friedell's going to join us coming up here later in the show.
Can he talk about
Odyssey
the
NBA inside? No,
what?
But he'll talk NBA with us. No, he's not going to talk about that. No, that's not going to happen. Tell you what, though, we can talk to Mike Okotsie about this. I'll tell you what, he may not be working. That guy has no life at Choice Mortgage. The guy is always working, but I got a feeling tonight at 8 o'clock, his sons are both in part of that great system that they have now in the United States for developing hockey players, and he's got some good ones of his own, his sons. But there's something else that he does to make a living every day, and that is the guy that we talk about, Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, getting you a mortgage, getting you the best rates. Part of what he does every day, man, making sure you get the lowest rates, get qualified and approved quickly to get that money as quickly as possible to get that home that you want, that you found over the weekend, that you found last week. And he can get it done half the time of the big banks. That's part of what Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage does. Hey, self-employed and declined by the banks. He's got a program for you to help you out. Reverse mortgages, one of the more popular mortgages we have right now. If you're 62 or older and sitting there with your home either paid off or almost paid off, it might be for you because you get all that equity out of your home and still have a place to live. It's become really popular. If you want to know more about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, go to Google Reviews. On the website, go to Choice Mortgage Reviews and find out what people are saying about the work that he's been doing for 35 years now here in South Florida. He does work 7 days a week. You can call or text him, 561-441-2730. He'll get right back to you, or he'll pick up MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.